This is Peter's Principles from News Talk 760 WJR.
Welcome back to Peter's Principles. I hope everyone's having a great Sunday. I'm Peter Nielsen. In case you're just joining us, today's show is all about stress and some great alternative ways to help alleviate it. Our next guest is a board-certified acupuncturist and as well as a social worker and the president and founder of the Acupuncture Healthcare Association of Michigan, Inc. Please welcome Julie Silver. Julie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You know, I tell you, I gotta be honest, I trained some of the Red Wings in the past, and there's been some of them that actually have done this acupuncture, and they would come back the next day, and it was like they were Superman. And I want you to educate and motivate my listeners on, you know, exactly what acupuncture is.
Okay, great. That's a loaded question. Basically, acupuncture itself is the insertion of very, very thin, and I say very thin, stainless steel needles at certain points along the body. The concept behind acupuncture is that we have an energy in our body called qi. Qi is spelled Q-I. It's our life force. The belief behind qi is that when our body is out of balance, the qi energy could be stuck, it could be deficient, and what acupuncture does is it helps to restore balance in our body. That's a very simple answer. It works with energy to restore balance.
How long has it been going on, and when did it start? Do you know the history?
It's a very long history. There seems to be a general agreement that acupuncture actually started during the Stone Age, from 8,000 to 3,000 B.C., the first discovery of acupuncture was actually the discovery of stone needles that were found in ancient tombs. It's evolved over hundreds and hundreds of years, but the beautiful thing about acupuncture is that it's a medicine that is rich in history. The type of medicine we practice today is actually medicine that hasn't changed in hundreds of years. The expertise comes in actually studying the history versus the advances.
You know, I always say, I mean, being in the business, we live in a sick care system instead of a health care system. And it's just amazing on traveling to different parts of the world on how the Western civilization versus Eastern medicine or preventative is so vastly, vastly different. What are some of the conditions that people use acupuncture for?
You know, in a day's work, I see really everything. Usually somebody comes in for a primary condition. We do see a lot of pain management, and not just management, but curative, you know, treating pain and helping cure conditions. But because we always treat the whole body, regardless of what somebody comes in here for, we always look at the whole body. We may find people come in for allergies, certainly at this time of year. We do a lot of work with women's health. There have been some really fabulous studies using acupuncture with fertility. I do a lot with digestive issues. And certainly the underlying thing we treat is stress, because stress can affect every system in our body. So we see everything. We really do.
And that was my next question. I mean, with everyone being stressed out with the economical uncertainty in this country, as I mentioned before, people, you know, people go to alcohol, they go to drugs, they go to gambling, they go to anger to manage their stress, to eating. So how could, say, acupuncture help with stress overall with the body?
Great question. What happens when our body is under stress is that our sympathetic nervous system gets activated. We may see our heart rate increase, our digestive symptoms change. We may have sleep patterns that change. Our body goes into what we would call a fight or flight response. And over time, what can happen is that the stress can increase a hormone called cortisol, which is our body's stress hormone. And the constant increase of cortisol can cause us to have a lot of health issues, anxiety, depression, fatigue, all things that we try to oftentimes, as you said, numb with different addictions and habits. What acupuncture's been shown to do is to help to relieve that fight-or-flight syndrome that we get into, and to relieve the stress that our body undergoes, and again, bringing our body more into a balanced state. It's a very, very relaxing healing modality.
Julie, I only have a couple of minutes left, and I want to get to two more questions. And number one of them is kind of like a A-B kind of question. How many sessions does a person need to really feel the effects, and is it painful?
That's the number one question we always get. Let me answer the first one. Acupuncture has both short and long-term benefits. If somebody comes in for a session, they will always get up feeling more relaxed. However, it's over a series of treatments that we can see lasting changes in the body, particularly for the condition the person's coming in. So what I always say is that they need to come for at least 3 to 4 visits for as an evaluation time. After that time, we will definitely notice lasting changes. Everybody's different because we work with the whole body. We can never assume that one person's going to react exactly the same as the other. But I would say a safe bet, Peter, is 3 to 4 visits. And the answer to your second question is I'd be lying if I said it was absolutely pain-free, but as I started off saying, the needles are so incredibly thin. Oftentimes somebody will not even feel it. They'll say, wow, you put something in. Once all the needles are in, it is so relaxing. We all have fears of needles because of our childhood and all the shots we have. But if there's one piece of wisdom I can impart on people is that it's really worth it. The pain is so minimal. It's so minimal.
You know, I'm running out of time, and I understand that you also work with Chinese herbs, and I'm going to have to invite you on my show for another whole topic on Chinese herbs and versus your traditional medicine and so forth. So will you come back to join us to talk about that?
You bet.
What is a website? Do you have a website that if someone wants to know more about that or your acupuncture techniques and how to get involved in it, is there a website or a way people could reach you?
We do have a website. It's very simple, acupunctureinmichigan.com. Acupuncture spelled with one C, but it is acupunctureinmichigan.com.
Julie, thank you very much. You had a lot of informative information, and I hope that you have a great summer.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Great. When we return, we'll talk to the president and CEO of a public relations firm who initially tried acupuncture to manage her stress in her life and later found it to be somewhat of a miracle. For completely different reasons. Plus, if you have a question, you could call 24/7. The number is 888-PN-FIT-08. We'll be right back. I'm Peter Nielsen with Peter's Principles on News Talk 760 WJR.